in the name of God.
Nigeria is a West African country with a population of 170 million residents, which makes it the most populous country of the continent. Half of the population of Nigeria who live in the northern parts of the country are Muslims, and the other half living in the southern parts are Christians. Since the emergence of Boko Haram Takfiri terrorist group in 2002, fierce clashes have been taking place between the Nigerian government and this group in the north of Nigeria. Boko Haram has announced its goal to be the establishment of extremist Wahhabi version of the laws of Sharia in all 36 states of Nigeria, even in the states which are predominantly Christian. This terrorist group has taken up the name Boko Haram, which translates as prohibited education, to show that it is fighting the modern schools and modern education. In order to pursue their goal, Boko Haram attacks the government schools every now and then, killing some students and teachers and abducting scores of others. In one of their most heinous crimes, Boko Haram attacked a school last year and abducted more than 200 schoolgirls. Ibrahim Yakuba Zakzaki is a 62-year-old Shia cleric whose great efforts since 1980s have led to a conversion of millions of Nigerians to the school of Ahlul Bayt. Although being very popular with his fans and followers, Sheikh Zakzaki has always called his followers to seek peaceful solutions for their problems. And he has even refrained from taking up arms against Boko Haram. Though this terrorist group poses a serious threat to all Shia Muslims in Nigeria. This is all while Sheikh Zakzaki, his family, and his followers have been victims of several assaults. For instance, in the holy month of Ramadan in 2014, his three sons were killed while they had taken part in a peaceful religious procession. The growing interest of the Nigerian people in the school of Ahlul Bayt has sparked the Wahhabis' anger and concern, and this has gone to the point where Wahhabi media frequently threaten that they were going to attack and slaughter the Shia Muslims in the country. The lively religious and spiritual ceremonies held by Shias in Nigeria, and in particular the huge procession held in the city of Zaria, in which millions of people took part to mark Arba'een of Imam Hussein, frightened the Wahhabis more than ever. Therefore, due to the pressure put by Wahhabis on the Nigeria government, the army leveled a brutal assault on Sheikh Zakzaki's home, massacring hundreds of Shias. They also demolished the Sheikh's house, after which they opened fire on everyone that was present there, killing the last son of the Sheikh as well as some of his other family members. Sheikh Zakzaki was also severely injured during this assault and was abducted by the army.
صبح یک شنبه شروع کردن حمله بمباران میکردن شلیک میکردن به سمت خود اونهایی که نمسلح هیچی نداشتن تو دست آنها فقط آنها با سینه دفاع میکردن از آقای زکزکی این باعث شد همه آنهایی که وجود داشتن در همون کوچه ای که خانه منزل شیخ زکزکی وجود دارد همه را کشتن و تعداد اندکی که در خود داخل خود خونه با آقای زکزکی بودن و از او حمایت دفاع می کردن بعضی خیلی از آنها را زخمی کردن و بعضی از آنها را کشتن. بعد شیخ زکزکی از شب تا صبح با این سرما، حتی در نیجریه هنوز هم فصل سرما هستش، شیخ زکزکی اینجوری با همسرش و دخترش، چند تا دختر بودن در این خونه با تعدادی اطفال که در اون خونه وجود داشتن، آنها را دستگیر کردن و بمباران کردن منزل شیخ زکزکی را. این باعث شد همه را به آتش کشیدن خونه آقای زکزکی. بعد که حدود نمیدونم دقیقا ساعت چند بود، او را بازداشت کردن، چون خودشون سعی کردن اخبار ضد و نقیض را پخش کنن تا خود یاران شیخ زکزکی خبر صحیحی دریافت نکنن. چون اگر خبر صحیحی بیاران رسیده، مثلا در اون شب شیخ زکزکی تو همون منزل وجود داشتن، اجازه نمی دادن که او را ببرن. خیلی تعداد دیگر هم میاد اگر هر اتفاقی میفته، اما متاسفانه به خاطر این شایعات که آنها پخش میکنن، توانستن او را بدوش کنن و به سبب او را سمت او شلیک کردن. تقریبا سه تا گلوله خورده، یکیش از شکمش، یکیش دست، یکیش پیشونه یا نزدیک چشمش بود.
It goes without saying, however, that those who believe by killing the followers of truth and justice they can eradicate the very existence of the truth and justice are utterly mistaken. Such atrocious people, who are the true followers of the Umayyad tyrants, seem not to have been edified by the story of Karbala. This is why they still believe that they can extinguish the light of Allah by brutality and atrocity. However, they are gravely mistaken. For if brutality could prevail, there would be no mention of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in today's world, and Yazid and other tyrants would not be lost in the pages of history as they are.
السؤال اليوم، أين قبرك يا يزيد؟ وأين أنت يا حسين؟ أين أنت أيها الصدق العظيم يا سيدي يا أبا عبد الله؟ أنت في كل قلب، أنت في كل لسان، أنت في كل عين، أنت مدرسة للحق، أنت مدرسة للجهاد. أما أنت أيها الحاكم المتسلط الغشوم، فأنت الآن بين يدي أعدل العادلين، وكل محاكم ستكون نتيجته هكذا إن وقف أمام دين جد الحسين وأمام قرآن رب أنزله على جد الحسين رضوان الله عليهم أجمعين.
If the atrocious takfiris are unwilling to take a look at the history of their own wicked forefathers, they can at least see the result of their atrocities all those years ago by looking at the waves after waves of the followers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam who come to visit his holy shrine in millions. This way, they might be edified by watching the ill fate of the oppressor and the fruits of the resistance of the oppressed.